Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Carrie Siffreth, Vice President of the U.S. Grains Council, says the biggest trade challenge that they are dealing with right now, which is also an ongoing issue, is Mexico banning U.S. GMO white corn imports. It's against the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, and he said now the U.S. Trade Representative's office is involved in the dispute.
USTR has been involved and asked for formal consultations. Since it's in that process of having those consultations with Mexico, we'll see what the next step is from USTR going forward on that. But, you know, we've been working with the importers and users on the ground in Mexico to work through this. The good thing is we still have the majority of our corn that goes to Mexico is yellow corn, and that's still flowing.
Cifra says that decisions like this need to stay on scientific merit.
Standing up for the scientific basis of the safety of those products.
And he says it has implications for other products in other markets.
But even Canada, you know, the two of the three parties within USMCA signed on and joined the official consultations with US. Again, Canada also does not want to have Mexico set precedent for trying to ban importation of GM grains and oil seeds that have GMO events in them going forward as well.
At issue is white corn, which accounts for 4% of Mexico's imports of U.S. corn. It is primarily used for making tortillas. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.